The final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, a person speaks and he does so merely to make people laugh. Because of it, he falls into such a depth of hell whose distance is more than that of the heaven and the earth. And the slip up that happens because of the tongue is much more than the slip up that occurs from the foot. Sayyidina Allama Abdul Rauf Manavi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has written that Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, here the point to make others laugh refers to such a point which contains the aspect of backbiting or hurting a Muslim or some other sin. Otherwise, this warning is not against a mere joke. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, listen carefully. It is stated in Mir'at, volume 6, page number 463. The current comedians, etc., who make a living by making people laugh and whose earning is the laughter of the people, should take admonition from this blessed statement. Under this part of the hadith, the slip-up that happens because of the tongue, it is stated that the slipping of the tongue is more dangerous than the slipping of the foot, because the body is wounded when the foot slips, but when the tongue slips, the heart, the soul, and the faith are wounded. It is the slipping of the tongue that causes murders and bloodshed. It is the slipping of the tongue because of which a person becomes a believer and a disbeliever and also faithless. Shaitan is still being punished for the slip of his tongue. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, comedian show is impermissible as a whole because in it, a mockery is made of other people or the viewers are instructed to mock others and the feelings of many people are hurt. Similarly, the use of lewd hints is also found. Backbiting specific people or mocking their compulsion is also common. The appearances of the people present and those who are absent are also mocked. And in addition to backbiting, the causes of slander also continue to occur. Tubu ilallah, astaghfirullah, sallu alal habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.